Sue Davis, are you ready for your afternoon show challenge on BBC Wiltshire?
Yes, I am.
Your task is to identify the unusual job of your next guest.
Is it now?
You have no prior knowledge of the guest.
I know nothing.
You have just a Christian name, and you know that they work somewhere in the county.
Okay.
You may ask as many questions as you like, but your challenge is to correctly identify their occupation before the afternoon show listeners do.
Right.
So, if you're up for the challenge, let's play. You do what for a living?
And it's Chris who joins us in the studio this afternoon. Good afternoon, Chris.
Hi, Sue.
You've got a check shirt on. Quite big boots. Are you a lumberjack?
No.
Oh, forever. This could be the first time I've ever got one on the first
good
question.
Good try.
Yeah, nice try. Chris, thanks for coming in. How long have you been doing what you're doing?
3 years.
3 years. Do you do this job on your own?
No.
Okay. You have brought small children with you. Do you do this job with them?
Sometimes.
Do you? Oh, I'm going to work on them in a moment. Right, okay. Do you make something, or is it more of a service you provide?
Oh, good question. More of a service.
So it's a service you provide. And would it be individuals that tend to come to you for that service, or would it be groups, businesses?
Both.
Both. Okay, so a bit of both.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we could offer something up then for me.
I thought I wouldn't.
Oh. Do you do indoors, or do you do outdoors, this service?
That's another good question. It's outdoors.
It's an outdoors service that you provide. Okay. Does your job take you to the place of the person who wants this service?
It does on occasions, and also they come to me.
Oh, so a combination of both?
Yeah.
Okay. That doesn't help me one iota. Thank you for that. Is it a physical job? Is it? Do you need to be fit?
It can be very physical, yes.
It can be very physical. Okay, it can be very physical. Do you wear anything special? Do you wear a, you know, kind of uniform or safety gear or anything like that?
I don't, not safety gear, but I do wear a specific uniform, yeah.
A specific uniform, okay. Mm. Is there any danger in what you do?
Some would say yes, yeah.
Okay, so danger is a possibility.
Or it's management of danger.
Okay.
Successful, it's all right. Manager.
Your insurance people aren't listening. You can get away with it. Do you need a head for heights? Is heights involved
no.
in this? Okay, so no, nothing to do with heights. Is this something you do? Is it like a... Do they do courses in this at colleges and you can learn
yes,
that way?
Yes, you can, okay, in some areas of it.
Okay,
yes.
So you can do that kind of thing. Does it involve animals?
Yes, but not always.
Ooh, yes, but not always to animals. Can I do your job?
I am sure you would have a give it a good go.
Give it a good go. All right, then. Is it a job? Let's have a look. How long have people been doing this? Is it a job that generations of people in Wiltshire would have done, or is it quite a modern kind
of job? I would say it's a fairly modern job. It's quite rare.
Okay.
But in the past, it was incredibly common, and it wasn't a job.
That sounds like it should be the biggest clue of all time. Nothing in there at all. Not there at all. Okay, we're at a party, okay? I've offered you a bowl of Twiglets and the Blue Nun. It's that kind of classy party. And you've told me what you did for a living. Would I be aghast? Would I be envious? Would I be horrified? Would I be... What kind of reaction do you get when you say what you do for a living?
People are normally intrigued because it's quite a change from what I used to do.
Okay, so it's an intriguing job. It's a service you provide. Are the people in trouble? Are you sorting out a problem for them with the service you provide?
I wouldn't say so. I think we provide a service that supports people.
Okay.
On occasions.
Okay.
But it's not only that.
Okay. Is it... are you getting rid of anything at all?
Energy?
Well, not quite like energy, no. But is there something around that I'm not happy with and you're getting rid of it and that's a service and I'm happy now it's gone?
No.
No.
People often come back.
Okay, so it's not just
Energy is a clue, actually.
Is energy a clue? Okay. Mm. Do you have any special tools to do what you do?
Sometimes, but not normally. It's normally an approach that's important.
Okay, it's an approach. Is it artistic in any way?
No.
It's not artistic at all. Are you offering advice in what you do?
No.
So you don't offer any advice?
No. Are you challenged by this?
Am I challenged? I'm so challenged by this. Do you use computers at all to do what you do?
Only behind the scenes.
Oh, so it's not essential to do?
No, no.
To provide your service. And the service, say you would come to me to provide the service, would it just be... Would you go... Does it matter where I am, in which room I'm in, or anything like that? Does the location make any difference?
A location is important, yeah. But we did talk about outdoors or indoors.
Yeah, and it is outdoors, isn't it? Mm. So it is outdoors. Some people might perceive it as being dangerous as well.
Some may, yeah.
Mm.
But years ago, probably not.
Okay. Is it anything to do with arrows? Are arrows involved in this?
They could be, but they're not very often.
They're not very often involved in it. Oh, dear. So, is it any farming kind of connections?
Yes.
Some kind of farming connection?
Yes.
Okay. So, would you do this, the service you provide, would you do it on a farm? Is it something that you could do on a farm?
Could be, but a part of it involves, you'd mentioned animals earlier.
Yeah.
Part of it involves animals.
And are those domestic?
And they're farm animals.
And they're farm animals, not okay, so part of it involves farm animals. and it's a service you provide involving farm animals. Is it any particular animal, or is it all sorts of different farm animals?
It can include pigs, sheep, chickens, ducks, rabbits, geese.
Geese, okay.
It has previously had wild turkeys.
Right. Is it anything I would consume, as in eat or drink?
No.
Okay, so it's nothing to do with that. It's a service that would include pigs, sheep, ducks, geese, and previously wild turkeys.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I haven't got a clue. I'm going to surprise you now that I am absolutely stuck. Okay, then,
fantastic.
Right, let's just see. You were so keen on this. Right, I'm nowhere. I'm going to have to work this out. What on earth, what service? Because that's a wide-ranging, lots of different animals. I can't think what it is, what service it would be. Do you make them... Do you have direct contact with the animals?
Yes.
You do?
In fact, this morning...
Which animal did you have contact with this morning?
Pigs,
yeah,
for sure. Sheep,
yeah.
Actually, all of them.
Okay.
Ducks and geese.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do they? Is it better that after you've been than before you came?
How do you mean?
Are
the animals better off?
Yeah, just
after
generally
I've
life
seen
is
them.
Better. Yeah.
Life is much better.
Life is much better.
For everyone involved.
All right, then, for everyone involved. Right, that's what I think you might be. I'm not entirely confident, I'm truthful. But what do you reckon Chris does for a living, then? It's outdoors. Yes, it does involve animals. There might be an element that could be a bit dangerous, a bit sort of physical. And we're talking farm animals, pigs, sheep, ducks, geese, and wild turkeys in the past. So what do you think he does for a living? It's an unusual job. I think, maybe I'm a bit more confident now. 08459 513366 is your number to call. So give us a call. Tell us what you think Chris does. This could be the day you work it out. 08459 513366. That's the call. If you want to text your answer, it's 81333. Just start your text with the word Wiltshire, or Wilts, will do nicely, and tell us what you think Chris does. It's an unusual job. It involves farm animals. Brace yourself, Sophie, for some calls there. 08459 513366. You've only got a couple of minutes to get your call in.
People say I'm the life of the party, 'cause I tell a joke or two. Although I might be laughing loud and hearty, deep inside I'm blue. So take a good look at my face. You'll see my smile. Peace.
So what does Chris do for a living? And it does involve farm animals. He's working outdoors. Some people might think it's a little bit dangerous, but it does can be very physical. I've written it down. But what do you reckon? 08459 513366. Give us a quick call. Tell us what you think. This could be the week you work this one out. Or text us 81333. Just put Wiltshire at the start of your text message.
Travel. BBC Wiltshire.
Now, Friday afternoons, traditionally pretty busy on the roads of Wiltshire. At the moment, things looking okay. Quidhampton, we've got a bit of heavy traffic there, just west of Salisbury. That's where the lights are, so that might cause a few delays. Also, a bit of slow traffic reported around St Mark's roundabout in Salisbury. Just sort of flow of traffic really causing that. Apart from that, everything else seems okay. If you know differently, let us know. Our number 08459 513366.
Devizes,
Sherston,
Hilperton.
Keeping Wiltshire moving on 104.3 FM. BBC Wiltshire.
Afternoon, but still really warm and a fine end to the day. Actually, we might have a bit of late evening sunshine in, say, like Swindon and Westbury, which sounds rather lovely, doesn't it? Saturday, fine dry start, and then the cloud builds up, so we might have a bit of rain later on, but still pretty warm, 24 Celsius, 75 Fahrenheit. And then Sunday, cloudy and damp, and then some more chances of rain sort of as we start next week. Now, Chris joined us. He does an unusual job. He comes into the studio. This fills me with glee because I think I've got more of a chance of working this out, what that unusual job is. Not this time, I don't think. We gave you the clues. We kind of said there's animals, farm animals involved, can be quite physical. He's been doing this for 3 years. It's an outdoor kind of job. I thought you're a vet. This is my idea of what you do, Chris. We've got a foot trimmer. From Tris, a foot trimmer. Justin Khan thinks you might be an inseminator of animals. So, well, let's play the jingle. Let's find out.
You do what for a living?
What do you do for a living, Chris?
I run a business called Woodland Adventurers, and we're in Box near Corsham, and it's about getting kids outdoors, playing, building dens, having campfires, running and playing games like Capture the Flag, all the games and types of activities that we all used to take for granted and do years ago, and now children don't always get the chances to do that.
You've never inseminated a farm animal, then? We can confirm.
No,
that.
I can assure you.
We were
you
rubbish. We were frankly rubbish, not helped by my poor questioning. So what got you into doing that in the first place, then?
Well, it was quite bizarre. We were very fortunate a few years ago to manage to buy a woodland, and it was really for our kids to have freedom to run and play, and not for us to not worry about them too much. And I was in corporate business, large companies, and I was in a career that I fell into from a careers assessment test when I was 16 that wasn't in my heart at all. I climbed the ladder, and then I was suddenly made redundant, and that was about 4 years ago. My younger brother died suddenly around that time, and I just thought, actually, what am I doing with my life? And I thought, I've got to do something different, something that comes from the heart more. And I thought, why not give other children the opportunities that my kids have had? And So I started Woodland Adventurers.
So what kind of... You mentioned a few things. These animals, see, this is where we got sidetracked on the animals. What role do the animals play in these Woodland Adventures?
Well, we have a small woodland and we have a paddock area. And on the paddock, we've got pigs, we've got sheep and all those animals. And the kids go and pet them and they feed them. And that's especially for the younger ones. And the they also play in the woods as well.
So what you mentioned some of the things they get up to. What else do they do? What age range are we talking about?
We're talking from toddlers. So we do toddler groups. And so toddlers come up and they'll go right in with the animals. And that goes right through to, I think the oldest is for children is about 14 or 15.
So do you think that we've just cosseted our children too much then over the last...
Absolutely. I think schools are very risk averse, and so they are really concerned about kids getting hurt and repercussions of them getting hurt. I think parents are very worried about children getting lost and all of the vehicles that are around on the roads. And so they don't run out and play in the same way that they used to.
So what do you think they get out of it then? They wouldn't get out just, you know, out the street with their mates?
Well, our main focus is, obviously, we do these activities that are fun. And our belief is that fun, if you're having fun, then your mind is open to learning. And it's all about learning through having exciting fun. And the main focus is actually building children's confidence and self-esteem and self-belief, as well as social skills. And then only finally are the activity-based skills that we're actually doing.
So have you seen a change? Have you seen a child and you've seen a change in them?
Absolutely. Even from simple things like climbing a farm gate and the achievement and the celebration once they get over that gate, and the feeling of success.
But don't you get parents saying, oh, please be careful with Johnny, he's very...
Absolutely, yeah.
So you just ignore that. Then they go, and then you go, right, yeah, no. Go on, you're up that tree, Johnny, off you go.
No, well, actually, most of the trees are beech trees, so the children come along and they say, can we climb the trees?
Yeah.
And the trees are so tall and the branches are so high that actually you can climb any tree you like, but they can't.
Yeah.
But, of course, we're giving them freedom. And I think there's a trust that happens between us and the parents, and also between us and schools. Lots of schools come and see us. We have a lot of children with special educational needs that come up as well. And I think there's a general trust that we're giving a service that maybe they might feel less comfortable or less able to provide. And there's an ongoing building of a relationship. I mean, we started 3 years ago and we've had over 11,000 children visits now. And obviously some of those are repeat visits, but some of those are new visits. And,
So how do people find out more about what you do? You've got a website?
We've got a website. It's www, as always, woodlandadventurers.org.
Okay.
If you do a Google search for Woodland Adventurers in Corsham or that sort of area,
you'll find it. Yeah. And you've got your children as well. So how great is it, out of a score out of 10, to have your own woodland? Okay, give me a score. 3, 2, 1, and shout it out.
10.
Shout it.
Two voices, and there are three of them. I think Dad's going to have a word later about that. That's all I'll say. Woodlandadventurers.org. Chris, what's your surname?
It's Harvey, Chris Harvey.
Chris Harvey, thank you so much. Thanks for bringing the children in as well. And good luck with that adventuring. And well
thank
done, because you beat Wiltshire today.
Thank you.